This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for a hot, steamy summertime.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'd rather be hot and sweaty, though, than freezing cold.
Yeah, I would, too. What's it like being pregnant and hot and steamy?
You get tired very quickly.
I bet.
Yeah. Doesn't take long to run out of breath.
Kid wears you out now. Yeah. Wait till he's running around. Huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I know you had a week off. Did you have a good time?
I did. Had a great vacation.
And how's the 4th of July for you?
It was good. Saw the fireworks here in Atlantic. We had a nice spot on the old airport road there and good view. It was great.
Comfortable place. How were the fireworks? Good?
Yeah, they were.
Well, good. Yeah. Good.
It was very loud there. I haven't been that close in years, so you really get the boom effect.
Like, yeah, fireworks are kind of different when you're so far away that you hear the boom several seconds after you see the explosion. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah, you can still hear the echo, you know, going. Yeah, going.
Yeah,
so
it's a little
neat.
Different. But yeah, we had a good time. Enjoyed the 4th of July. Had spent some time with some friends and had a chance to go out and enjoy a party and play a little golf and do a lot of different things with other people. So yeah, it's good to get out and spend some time doing some things here and there. And it was good to be able to just, you know, do some stuff for a change. The last couple of 4th of Julys, we've had rain.
Yeah, I remember last year. I guess it's the last one I can remember. But yeah, we actually went golfing too and poorly, but we golfed.
You know what you need to get? You need to get that Polara ball.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's catching steam again. It was devised, I think, back in the 70s or 80s. And then the USGA banned it by modifying the rules on golf balls. But and it's still banned. You can't use it in competition. But they sell in a lot of them. It's a company that devised the ball. It's the dimple pattern on the ball. It straightens out your shots. If you set the ball properly on the tee, facing in the right direction, and you hit it, it will go about 90% of the time right where you hit it with very little slice or hook.
Hmm.
It's not legal. You can't use it because of the dimple patterns on it. You can't use it in competition and stuff. And technically, it's not legal even for recreational golfing, but I was reading an article just the other day, actually, about it. Because, you know, there are a lot of people that don't play a lot of golf. They'd like to, but they're tired of chasing the ball through the trees and having to look here and look there and hitting over in front of somebody else on their fairways. And
yeah.
You sympathize?
You just nailed me and Mike, yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. But there are a lot of people that don't play much golf because of that, but maybe they'd like to. And, you know, this company that makes the ball, the Polara, their claim is that, well, first of all, more people will play if they feel better about their game. Mm-hmm. So why not just for the recreational golfers? Still keep it illegal for competition, but for recreational golfers, folks who just want to go out and play with their friends, why not make it legal and give them an opportunity to be able to go out and enjoy the game a little bit more?
Right.
And they'll play more. They might buy more equipment. You know, it might help equipment sales overall. And on top of that, for golf courses, for example, you know, around here, a lot of golf courses you don't really need tee times for. But in a lot of bigger cities and stuff, you go to courses to play, you need tee times. Well, you know, typically they plan for about, you know, 4 to 5 hours to play 18 holes. Well, if you could play in like 3.5 or 3 hours, because you can find your ball, it's right down where you hit it every time. You don't have to look through trees and stuff. It speeds up play. Mm-hmm. That's more groups you can get in during it. It's more money for golf courses and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's kind of a move afoot again. The Polara balls come back.
I'll have to keep my eye out.
So now folks are told, well, you can buy them on the internet. In fact, I was reading, they said they're selling them like hotcakes on the internet.
Really?
Just all over the world. It was meant to be just in the United States they would sell them, but they're getting orders on the web for all over the world. So, yeah, it's just, you know, equipment changes.
Yeah.
And really in all sports, when you stop and think about it, you know, look what they keep doing with the bats in college baseball. They keep trying to, you know, we saw new bats this year used at the World Series over in Omaha because they're trying to make them respond more like wood bats, which leads you to the question then, if you want them to be like wood, why don't you just use wood?
You
know, but they keep doing all this. So, but in golf, you know, the technology's changed. I mean, look at the difference in the golf clubs, for crying out loud. We've had to lengthen golf courses professionally. You know, they've had to add hundreds of yards to
not when I'm golfing
to the different courses because these guys are young and strong and they hit the ball 350. I mean, whoever heard of hitting the ball 350 yards 30 years ago? You know, but these guys hit the ball so doggone far. And even some guys that you play with around here, you know, the courses get a little bit shorter, so you have to kind of toughen them up a little bit or let the roughs grow a little longer, make it a little tougher for them. But yeah, if you know, if for just the amateurs, the guys that just go out, guys and gals, just go out and just play golf with their friends, if you made golf a little bit easier,
definitely we'd be back for We'd be back more often, definitely.
Well, look at all the changes they've made, like I say, in clubs. The irons with the cavity backs and all the different things that they've done. And then the drivers. My goodness, you could fry an egg on a lot of these drivers. They're so big.
Yeah, they're huge.
You know, it used to be they weren't that big and stuff. And of course, it used to be wood. It used to be persimmon. But now they're, you know, all made out of metal and titanium and all kinds of alloys and this and that and the other thing. And so, yeah, it's... Who knows? Might change things.
Yeah.
What are they doing in disc golf these days to make it easier?
You know, I know I've only been once this year, and that about killed me doing 18 holes. Those last, like, four holes. Whew. You went up just a slight little hill, and yeah. So it might be a while till I do a hole 18 again.
They can't change the pattern on the disc to make it fly straighter?
Not for me, they can't.
Not so much.
I haven't found one yet, no.
It is what it is.
I still like to find the trees in that, too.
Well, yeah, that's got to be... Well, at least you can pick it up and throw it around, yeah. You know. But, yeah, it's interesting. But, yeah, no, we had a good time over the 4th of July weekend, though. Like I say, we played a little bit of golf and did some of those things. So, yeah, a lot of fun, and now we're getting to steamy time. And now that we're past the 4th of July, now we're getting to the serious part of summer. Little League baseball and softball is over in most places around the area. So folks have a little more free time now as they get ready to make their final plans for summer before school starts or they send the kids off to college or all those kinds of things. So a lot of vacations coming up, a lot of town festivals coming up. In fact, we've got some this weekend. Griswold's enjoying the Soldiers Reunion, Casey Fun Days this weekend and stuff. So a lot of things going on here around the area. We've got more coming up now here in this next weekend, but also this next week, we have the first of many for the season.
I'm drawing a blank.
The first county fair.
Oh, the first, okay.
The first of the county fairs.
County fairs.
That we will be seeing.
List, yeah.
Shelby County Fair gets underway a little bit later on this coming week. So, yeah, we're going to be enjoying a lot of that kind of stuff now, too. So you know it's going to get hot and humid.
Yeah.
Because county fair time, what would it
it's
be
the
without?
The hottest time, yeah.
Yeah, what would it be without humidity, huh? Gotta love it. I'm just looking forward to the sweet corn.
I was thinking that, too. I cannot wait for sweet corn to be ready.
I was listening to a fellow the other day who is in the know because he works in produce. Mm-hmm. But he was saying that they are expecting probably around, I think, in about another week and a half or so. Oh. He was saying probably around the 18th, 19th, somewhere in there was when they were kind of expecting their first local shipment of sweet corn. Now, I've had sweet corn already this year. It was Georgia. It was from Georgia. So it was good, but
it doesn't compare.
No, it's not the same.
You really can tell the difference. Yeah. I can.
And we talked about it the other day on the air. I did a little bit on my weekday program about sweet corn, and part of it is you know enjoying sweet corn. Part of it is in making sure that you buy it fresh because sweet corn has starch and sugar in it, and the starch to sugar ratio is a big deal, and that changes from the time it's picked. So the best way to have sweet corn and to have it just perfect is to make sure that you eat it the same day it's picked. Yeah. That's ideal. You can put it in the fridge and do whatever. Some people freeze it and whatever. That's probably not ideal. But if you want the best, freshest, big, bursting, you know, kernel sweet corn, that's the best time to do it is the same day or as close to as you possibly can. But there are lots of ways to cook sweet corn. How do you guys cook it at your place?
Just the normal way, I guess. Just boiling it.
Boil it in a pot.
Yep. I like the younger one, like so it's more poppy, and to me, that's my favorite.
Is that just because that's the way your mom always did it when you were growing up, boiling in a pan and stuff?
Yeah, I've had it on the grill maybe just once, and that was good too. But other than that, you know, I guess maybe when I was younger, she'd cut it off for me. But
how was it on the grill? I've never had. We were talking about that in our house. We take a shortcut because there's just the two of us, just my wife and I. So it seems silly to make a a huge pot fill it with water and stuff just to boil a couple of ears of corn. So we kind of cheat. We have our own little method. We do it in a microwave, which is not probably the ideal way, but it works okay. And we just spread a little bit of Saran wrap on the countertop after we, get the corn husk all taken off and stuff and whatever else. Then I take and I just run it under a little bit of cold water real quick and leave the cold water on it. I don't shake it off. And then put it in there and I wrap it in Saran wrap. And then I put the both ears of corn in the microwave and microwave them for 3 minutes. And they come out just piping hot and ready to go. So that works out for us. All right. Yeah. Like I said, it's just the two of us. So it kind of seems silly to do a big pot like that for that. But there are lots of different ways to do it. But Chris and I were talking about it. And the one thing that neither one of us have tried was grilled corn, although I've seen people do it many times. I've never actually tried it. Does it dry out?
You know, it was years ago when I tried it. I don't think it did. I think it was still just as, you know, the poppy kind of, you know, biting into it still popped. It's kind of nice to have, like, that little kind of grilled flavor a bit to it, kind of get the charred, like, the, you know, the sugars in it caramelizing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I found recipes. I've yet to do it, though, is getting different butter mixtures and, like, garlic to put on that. So sometime I'll have to try that way.
Well, I just wondered if it would dry out or if maybe you wrapped it in foil before you put it on. So yep. That's what they did?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't just set the ear of corn on.
No. There. People do that, I think, though, but the time that we had it, we didn't.
Yeah. I would think that would dry out a little bit, but I've never tried that. I was amazed at how many. There are hundreds of ears of different varieties of sweet corn.
Hmm.
I was amazed to see that. I just thought there were just a few and that was it, but apparently there are hundreds of varieties. I don't know that we'd know the difference.
Yeah.
But we like what we like.
Mm-hmm. I like my dad's corn. It's the best.
It's like your mom's cooking. That's the best too, right?
You betcha.
That's what everybody says. Very good. Well, hope we enjoy that too. That should be coming up real soon. We should start to see that locally grown sweet corn here in the farmers markets and the grocery stores and things. So really looking forward to that.
Yes, very much.
It happens so little time of the season that it's the only thing about sweet corn. Sweet corn would be absolutely perfect if it would be ready by the 4th of July every year.
That would be,
That would be perfect, because then we'd have it for the big family events and the festivals and things. But as it is, okay, I guess we got to wait a couple of more weeks after that to get the good stuff. So that's just the way it goes. So enjoy it while you can, because it won't be here forever.
No.
We do have a lot of things going on here around the area. We mentioned some of the Soldiers Reunion and the Casey Fun Days and things that are going on here this weekend, but plenty of other things coming up here, too.
There is. Well, on Sunday, July 10th, there's a garden walk that's in Lenox. It's on July 10th, and that is from 4:30 to 7. The garden walk and demonstrations are free to the public, so participants are encouraged to come and go as you'd like. There will also be a social at the park from 6:30 to 8, and there'll be maps with information available at Bunch Hardware in Lenox and at the Natural Resources Conservation Service offices in Corning and Bedford, or, of course, any of the gardens on the garden walk that evening. In case of rain, they do have it set for July 17th. So that's a garden walk in Lenox on July 10th from 4:30 to 7. St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, they're having a Tanzanian worship service on July 10th that starts at 10 a.m. Upon arrival, you'll be greeted in a Tanzanian way by people in colorful African garb. If you arrive early, you'll be able to listen to traditional African music and also see some pictures. They'll have the traditional envelope offerings that will be taken as donations. Also, they'll take donations of goods and produce, and then in Tanzanian style, those goods will be auctioned off after the service. Everyone in the community is invited to attend. If you have any questions about that, you can call the church at 243-3017. That's a Tanzanian worship service on July 10th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Atlantic. The Shelby County Conservation Board, they're having a free public canoeing on July 10th. That is from 2 to 4 at the Anishinaabeg Recreation Area near the Big Dock. They will have life jackets. Life jackets are required, and children 10 and under must bring their own life jacket. They do have life jackets provided for those over 10 years old. That's the Shelby County Conservation Board's free public canoeing on July 10th from 2 to 4 at the Anishinaabeg Recreation Area, and that's near the Big Dock. Coming up on Monday, July 11th, there's a Cass County Beef Producers Annual Golf Tournament. That's on July 11th. It's a four-person best ball, and that's at the Anishinaabeg Hills Golf Course in Atlantic. Shotgun starts at noon. They do have prizes available on each hole. You do need to be 21 or older, and the cost for that is $225, but that includes the green fees plus four for a steak supper. You can get carts for $35. You just need to mail your registration to Colleen Babe. Any questions, you can call 249-8464. And if the tournament gets rained out, all but the $72 per team will be refunded just to help cover the cost of the meal. That's the Cass County Beef Producers Annual Golf Tournament on July 11th. State Fair Tumbling will be held at the YMCA for both boys and girls, 3 through 15, on July 11th, 18th, 25th, and then also on August 1st, 8th, and 15th. From 3:30 to 4, it's $15 for YMCA members or $30 for non-members. The State Fair competition is August 20th, so you're responsible for transportation to the State Fair and back, as you must be able to go to the State Fair to participate in this program since they'll be performing there. That's the State Fair Tumbling at the YMCA on July 11th, 18th, 25th, and August 1st, 8th, and 15th from 3:30 to 4. There's a 7th and 8th grade basketball camp that's on or from July 11th through the 14th from 8 to 9:30 at the YMCA. Cost for members is $15, and that includes a shirt, or it's $30 for the public. The instructor is varsity head basketball coach Steve Blazik, and the camp will take you to a higher level of basketball where you'll learn how to shoot, dribble, and play defense, and challenge yourself to be a better player. That's the 7th and 8th grade basketball camp, July 11th through the 14th, from 8 to 9:30 at the YMCA. Officials with Snyder and Associates Engineers in Atlantic are having construction that will begin on Monday on Portland Cement Concrete Paving and Storm Sewer Improvement Project. The work will be conducted on 22nd Street between Olive Street and U.S. Highway 71 and on Sycamore Street just south of 18th Street within the city of Atlantic. The contractor intends to close the roads to through traffic on Monday, July 11th. The existing roadway surfacing will be removed, so access will be limited to local residents only on 22nd Street, and Sycamore Street will be closed entirely. Let's see here. Elkhorn and Kimbleton, they're having their annual citywide garage sales and Crazy Dane Days. That is July 15th and 16th. You can get maps available at the Danish Windmill, Elkhorn Country Store, Elkhorn Post Office, the Kimbleton Post Office, and Landman's Bank in Kimbleton. That's Elkhorn and Kimbleton's annual citywide garage sales and Crazy Dane Days. That's July 15th and 16th. Jesse James Chuckwagon Days in Adair, that's on July 15th and 16th. On Friday, they're having sidewalk sales on Main Street, Junior Class Bake Sale, Ice Cream Social, Lions Club Meal. They have Water Fights, Kids Parade at 6:15. Also, Baby Crawl Races, Little Miss Jesse James and Little Mr. Gunslinger. There's a variety show and a bags tournament at 8 in the city park. Then on Saturday, there is a fun run walk, Lions Club Pancake Breakfast, parade at 10:30 a.m., food stands. There's a poker run at 1:30, a sand volleyball tournament, car show and shine, fire truck rides, a pie auction, a Texas Hold'em tournament at Blue Goose, and then the street dance at 9:30 featuring Countertop at the fire station. There's a Dave Younger Golf Benefit on July 16th with shotgun start at 1 at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. It's $200 per team, and you can reserve your golf carts by calling the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. For more information on that, you can contact Paul Price at 712-243-4392. That's the Doug Younger Golf Benefit on July 16th. There's a SCORE 5th Annual Golf Tournament 4-Person Best Ball. That's on July 23rd at 9 a.m. in the Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Oneida. If you'd like to have a team or sponsor a hole, or you'd like to donate to SCORE, contact Teresa Hensley at 243-9750.
Okay, lots of stuff there. Yeah, the town festivals and things and all kinds of other activities and stuff for you to enjoy. And I mentioned, too, we do have county fair stuff coming up here real soon, too. I've got some information on some of those here I want to share with you. But first, we're going to take this short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back to work again we go. I mentioned a few county fairs, and I think we talked up front about the Shelby County Fair coming up yet this week. In fact, they're starting things up this weekend. They've got the a few things going on Sunday, July the 10th. They'll have the open class steer, heifer, and feeder calf show, and the open class dog show. Both will be held this Sunday, July the 10th. Tuesday, they'll start with the 4-H baked goods and garden sale. And then Wednesday, things start to kind of heat up a little bit, as they'll have lots of stuff going on. They'll bring in a lot of the different entries for the large animals, the swine, sheep, goats, things like that. They want the 4-H booths all to be ready to go. And then they'll be getting things going later on throughout the day, as they'll have the tractor pull at 6 o'clock at the grandstand on Wednesday, July the 13th, to kind of get things kicked off. Then on Thursday, a pretty big day. They'll have all kinds of things happening during the course of the day. They'll have poultry judging for the 4-H and FFA, cats and small pets. They'll be judging those, too. The feeder calves, beef cow calves, and beef entries will all be judged. The dairy cattle, the rabbits, are pretty much judging all the animals, it sounds like, that day. But they'll have the... Also, the chainsaw carver will be there. You ever watch that?
I haven't. I think that would be neat.
It's pretty interesting to watch, especially if you just don't see the finished product. If you actually watch him create it.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. I could make a mess with a chainsaw.
I bet you could.
Some of it could get bloody.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do what they do.
No.
That's amazing. They'll have the bottle calf show. Commercial buildings will open up that day. Also, they'll have the Shelby County Fair Parade. They always have a parade in Shelby County to kind of help kick off the fair. A Fair to Remember is their theme. That's at 6:30, and that's on Thursday, July the 14th. And that'll be followed by... The 10th, they'll crown the Shelby County Fair Queen, and they have the Hall of Fame recognition as well. It's also armband night as they open up the fair, the rides and things at the fair as well. On Friday, July 15th, they'll judge swine and horse entries. They'll have working exhibits, the 4-H style show. The Bill Riley talent search will go on at 6 o'clock. And then also at the 10th, they'll have the band Traveling Light that evening to entertain. Then on Saturday, July the 16th, again, they'll judge the sheep and goats. It's apple pie morning on July 16th. That's always when the fair smells really, really good that morning. Also, the antique tractor and machinery show. They'll have the open class horse and pony show. The baby contest. I would have a baby contest in Shelby County. Lots of things. There'll be kids contests going on. There'll be a magic show, a pie and muffin auction. They'll have the antique appraisal show in the tent during the afternoon. The Ag Olympics in the show ring after the pie auction in the afternoon. And also going on throughout the day, lots of different traveling things, the magic show and a lot of stuff like that going on. And then in the evening, the auto races will hit the grandstand as the big entertainment feature there. Then on Sunday, July 17th, they'll continue on with plenty more stuff. The magic show goes on after the church service in the morning. They'll judge the market beef entries. The antique tractor machinery show will be held throughout the day. Grandstand activities during the afternoon at 2 o'clock will be the figure eight races there at the grandstand. So a lot of fun with that, too. A pedal tractor pull, lots of other stuff going on, too. And they'll finish off the Shelby County Fair on Monday, July 18th with the 4-H and FFA livestock auction. That's a 5 p.m. deal. And then the Shelby County Fair Youth Dance will follow. So lots and lots of stuff going on as the Shelby County Fair kicks off. And then right after that, we move over to a few other places. You got East Pottawatomie and Audubon and the Adair County Fair. In fact, I have some of the stuff here for the Adair County Fair. And taking a look at some of their featured entertainment, on Wednesday, July the 20th, they will have a barbecue supper that evening. They'll have special recognition and their 4-H Hall of Fame and senior recognition. They'll have their Little Miss Adair County contest and the Adair County Fair King and Queen contest and fireworks also that night to kick it off. Also, some of the other key components down the road at the Adair County Fair, they'll have the Heartland Rodeo Company at the grandstand Thursday, July 21st at 7 o'clock to entertain. The Supercross ATV races will entertain at the grandstand 6:30 on Friday, July 22nd. The Demolition Derby, that's always a big favorite, on Saturday, July the 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the grandstand. And then they have the Mud Bog races at the grandstand at 4 o'clock on Sunday, July the 24th. So they get a lot of use out of that grandstand. There are a lot of messes being made there, one way or another.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff there, too. We'll tell you more about those fairs as we get a little bit closer to them down the road. Not too far away,
no,
though.
No, not.
Not too far at all. Got some birthdays there for us?
I do. We have two 90th birthday celebrations. The first one is the family of Velma Bates invite their relatives and friends to her 90th birthday celebration. That's on Sunday afternoon, July 10th at 3 p.m., join them for a cake and ice cream social to be held at our home, which is 18384 490th Street there in Griswold. That's happy birthday to Velma Bates celebrating her 90th birthday. They're having an ice cream and cake social for her on July 10th at 3 at her home. I'm also happy 90th birthday to Harriet Goshorn. She's celebrating her 90th birthday also on July 10th. In her honor, her family is planning a card shower. You can send a card to her at Elmcrest Retirement Community, 2104 12th Street, apartment 256 in Harlan, 51537. Her family includes two children, Barbara and Russell Pressey of Athens, Georgia, and then William Sr. and Judy Goshorn, a Bondurant, six grandchildren, and five great-grandchildren. That's happy birthday to Harriet Goshorn, celebrating her 90th birthday on July 10th, and you can send her a card to wish her happy birthday to Elmcrest Retirement Community, 2104 12th Street, apartment 256 in Harlan. Over at the Exira Community Center, a happy birthday to Ruth Hansen on July 10th, and also happy birthday to Iola Nelson on July 12th.
I have a couple of anniversary wishes here that I need to send out. One is a 60th wedding anniversary wish, and this goes out to Gordon Skip and Violet Meyer, and they will be celebrating on July the 16th at the Gospel Chapel. They'll have an open house from 1 to 3 p.m. here in Atlantic. So congratulations and happy 60th wedding anniversary to Skip and Violet Meyer. Again, their celebration will be at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, July the 16th. So we wish them the very best.
Yes.
Also, we have an anniversary open house coming up for Forrest and Marianne Johnson of Harlan. They'll be celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary, and that open house will be on Sunday, July 17th. That'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. at the McKee Community Room at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. So again, congratulations and happy 60th anniversary to Forrest and Marianne Johnson of Harlan. And again, that 60th wedding anniversary open house, Sunday, July 17th, 2 to 4 p.m., at the McKee Community Room at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A couple of 60th wedding anniversaries coming up.
Very nice.
Boy, those seem to be a thing of the past anymore, aren't they? Getting few and far between these days. I don't know what that's going to be like down the road. People getting married a little bit later than they used to. I mean, a lot of these folks getting married when they were 18, 19 years old. Seems like folks are waiting.
Too often.
Well, folks wait a little longer, it seems like. They want to get their careers started, kind of get themselves established, which probably isn't the worst thing in the world. Of course, the clock does kind of tick with regard to families if you're thinking about having a family, so you can't do that forever. But, yeah, a lot of people wait a little bit longer. And, well, then I don't even want to go into the other reason why people don't have 60th anniversaries anymore. Whatever.
Can imagine.
Well, that's about all the time we have for you this weekend. So hope you enjoy all the things that you plan on doing and keep it tuned to, well, not just KJAN, but also KJAN.com. We have that new website out there that we debuted a few weeks ago, and it's been a great success. The statistics are just going off the charts here on how many people are using it. And we have just lots and lots of resources on there for you, way more than we had before on our other website, our old website. And this gives an opportunity for us to keep it updated, well, all the time. We're constantly having it open and updating it all the time for you. And it's a lot easier for us to use. And I know it's a lot easier for you because there's a lot more content on there. So check out all the different things and go to the programs tab. We just added that. So we have more programs that we have on the air on there. So you can go in and find things like LaVon's Backyard and Beyond interviews, Heartbeat Today programs that we do here. You can even see the list of birthdays from the Birthday Club and find out who won. The recipes from Mom's Tips. Yeah, we put those on there each week, too. So if you didn't get a chance to write them down, and who can? It's hard to write that stuff down on the air. So we've got them on there for you each week. So, yeah, check it out. There are a lot of different good resources on there. And make sure you bookmark it and go back. Fact, it probably wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Make it your homepage.
Yeah, there you go.
Then it's real easy. Just go back to it all the time.
Yeah.
So check out all the things we have to offer there for you as well. And you can even hear this program. If you miss it on the weekends, we're posting it on the This Is Your Anishina Valley page.
Yeah.
So we even have a page where you can go and listen back to these programs in case you miss them as well. And why would you miss them in the first place?
Exactly.
Huh? That's just not right. Well, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Anishina Valley.